Welcome, this is Dr. Gary Danko. I'm really glad you're here. If you've decided to listen to this first session, then there's a good chance you've already taken one of the hardest steps anyone can take. You've left. Maybe you left recently. Maybe you left years ago. Or maybe you're only beginning to question whether the environment that you were part of was actually healthy. Wherever you are in that journey, I want you to know something before we go any further. You're welcome here. And more importantly, you're not broken. One of the biggest surprises people experience after leaving a high-control group, a cult, or spiritually abusive environment is realizing that leaving physically doesn't always mean feeling free emotionally. Now, many people expect that once they're out, everything will suddenly make sense. That the fear will just disappear. That the guilt will stop. That they'll instantly know what they believe. But that's rarely how recovery works. Instead, people often discover something confusing. The group is gone. The leader is gone. The meetings are over. But somehow their voice is still there. You may hear it in your own thoughts. Maybe you catch yourself wondering, am I allowed to think this? What if they're right? What if I'm making a terrible mistake? What if something bad happens because I left? If you've experienced thoughts like these, you're far from alone. In fact, they're incredibly common. I've felt them myself. It's almost like a voice in your head. And today, I want to explain why. Not to give you another set of beliefs, but to help you understand what your mind has been doing all along. You see, the human brain is remarkably adaptable. It learns whatever it needs to learn to survive. If you grew up or spent years in an environment where questioning authority brought shame, where disagreement led to rejection, where obedience meant safety, then your mind learned those rules. Not because you were weak, because you were human. Over time, something remarkable happens. The external authority slowly becomes an internal one. Eventually, nobody has to remind you anymore. Your own mind does it automatically, kind of like a self-policing mechanism. You begin correcting yourself before anyone else has the chance. You monitor your thoughts. You second-guess your decisions. You feel guilty before you've even done anything wrong. This isn't because you've failed to leave. It's because your brain became very good at protecting you inside the environment where you once lived. And here's something I hope you'll remember long after this lesson ends. Your mind is not your enemy. Your mind was trying to keep you safe. It simply learned survival strategies that no longer serve you. When you understand that, something begins to shift. Instead of becoming angry with yourself, you become curious. And curiosity is incredibly powerful because curiosity creates space. Instead of immediately believing every harmful thought, you begin asking, where did this thought come from? Is it really my belief? Or is it something I was taught to believe? Those are gentle questions, not judgmental questions. They're not questions that demand immediate answers, just invitations to notice. Awareness always comes before freedom. You don't have to dismantle years of conditioning today. Just relax. You don't have to decide what you believe about everything. You don't have to solve your future. Today is simply about noticing. Think about the last time you made a small decision. Maybe you wanted to watch a certain movie, or maybe you wanted to spend time with someone. Maybe you questioned something you'd always accepted. Did fear show up? Did guilt arrive almost immediately? Did another voice seem to interrupt your own? If so, just notice it. You don't need to fight it. You don't need to argue with it. Simply notice that it's there. Because once you can observe something, it begins to lose its power to control you automatically. One of the most beautiful parts of recovery is discovering that your authentic voice was never destroyed. It may have been buried. It may have been silenced. It may have been ignored for years, but it isn't gone. It's still there. Recovery isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you were before fear convinced you that you couldn't trust yourself. That process doesn't happen all at once. It happens quietly. One moment of awareness. One question. One small decision. One act of self-trust at a time. So today, I'd like to leave you with one simple practice. The next time you notice a fearful thought, pause. Take one slow breath. And gently ask yourself, whose voice is this? Don't worry if you don't know the answer. You don't have to. The question itself begins creating space. And that space is where your own voice begins to return. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me today. I'm honored to be part of your journey. And in our next lesson, we're going to take this one a step further. We'll begin exploring how to distinguish between your authentic inner voice and the messages that may still echo from the past. Until then, be gentle with yourself. You've already taken an important step. And every step forward matters. I'm here to help you. I care. And I'll see you in the next lesson.